On the show today, we have Trellance's very own Steph Luck. She is here talking about the very timely topic of the data-driven journey is not always a straight line. So check it out. Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Trellance's very own Steph Luck. Steph, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you. Good to be here.
Oh, we're glad you're here as well. And we got a really cool and a very timely topic today. It's entitled The Data-Driven Journey is Not Always a Straight Line. And ain't that the truth these days? So can you share with us? I mean, I just want to lay a little bit of a framework, if you will, here, Steph. So can you share with us what a typical data-driven journey looks like, besides the wiggly one that many of us are on sometimes? So what's it look like at a typical one, or one that we would like to go smoothly or in a straight line? What's that look like?
That's a great question, Mike. I'm going to have to pull out my attorney answer and say it depends. No, but I'll say this just to keep things concise. You know, sure. I've had numerous conversations with Guardians during my time at Trellance about this, and it really is more of a choose your own adventure style journey. Okay. Just like those books we loved when we were kids. Mm-hmm. That said, I would encourage the starting point for every credit union to be pretty similar. So I always recommend to begin with the exercise of defining why they want to become data driven and then what that looks like or would mean for their organization. And mm-hmm. that allows them to clearly define where they're starting from. Mm-hmm. And as they progress on the journey, to know what success actually looks and feels like.
Gotcha. So why is it not always a straight line, Steph? I mean, what goes on here? And is it necessarily a bad thing?
Sure. Great question. Again, it's not necessarily a bad thing by any means. I think that is a realization that we've come to as we continue to understand what this world of data is all about and how we use it. But like I mentioned, you know, the starting point is really determining why you want to become data driven and what mm-hmm. that success looks like. And the key is to align that with the credit union's strategic priorities and member needs. Okay. So really that means that each starting point for a credit union and then the subsequent path from there can differ from one credit union to the next. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you know, credit unions are working, of course, with different resources, technology, budgets. So in some cases, you know, that traditional straight line approach of, you know, starting with data management, going into the descriptive what's going on, then trying to figure out what's going to happen in the future and how to take action. That's kind of that traditional, the way we think of it approach.
Right.
That could work for some, but that may not work for others, depending on the time and the budget that they have. I've also seen, though, where credit unions tend to get stuck is on the part of the execution of how. So how to become data driven. And yep. I think the impression that there's a right way to do it tends to hold some up and not even get started at all, right? So because all of our starting points are different for all those reasons I mentioned, we come across different business challenges along the way, or we're driving for different business outcomes in some cases. That's really the reason why there wouldn't necessarily be a singular right way.
Right. Yeah. And no two credit unions are alike, just like people out there. So everybody's going to have their differences for sure. And so, but how common is this sometimes wayward journey, and how do you get it back on track if it does go off track here?
Sure. So again, not a singular right way. So I'd say the wayward journey is far more common than, you know, one might think. And, you know, every credit union's journey, again, is ultimately, hopefully, determined by their strategic priorities and member needs. That's mm-hmm. how you know that you're headed down the right path. And there's a lot of reasons why we're actually encouraging credit unions to stop thinking about data maturity as a sequential series of steps. So, you know, one reason being it can be overwhelming, where you just don't even get started. So really the key to focus on is a quick win, that crawl, walk, run approach mm-hmm. instead of becoming overwhelmed. And then you start to get buy-in, people get excited, you see, hey, this is actually working. And then you can determine where you want to go from there. Just like we talked about before, every credit union is different. Even departments within a credit union will be different and have different data needs. So again, no templated approach there. And then that linear path tends to be more process-based, and we really want to encourage focusing on the outcomes. And one area that I'm really passionate about kind of getting out there and getting on people's minds right away is that becoming data-driven is not just about technology. It's really a cultural shift.
Oh.
And this can be a very unique shift for each credit union based on their existing people, their existing process, or their existing technology. It's that shift from, you know, your gut-based or experience decisions, which obviously, you know, it led us to be successful to this point, but now we can take out the guesswork and really lean on that data to determine where we want to go next and where we want to focus on as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, you know, the linear path tends to imply a final destination. But when it comes to data, there's really no final destination. Not I mean, I'm sure it's going to evolve to something. We have no idea of what that's going to look like. So, you know, because there's no final spot where you can say, hey, I am fully data mature.
Yeah.
Thinking of it in terms of a journey is really the best mindset to take along the way.
Completely. Yeah, because you're never going to get there. It's never going to be finished. It's always going to be evolving. Right. So yeah,
exactly.
For sure. For sure. And so I kind of on along the same lines. So what are some, do you have like some keys or some advice on a successful data-driven journey? I know you kind of alluded to it in your previous response, but do you have any bullet points or anything like that on some steps or something?
Absolutely. The way we tend to break it out when we're talking about credit unions, just to get a starting point, is identifying those four key pillars. So I mentioned those really briefly. There's the data management. That's kind of the foundation of getting your data in order and making sure that it's something that you can trust and make decisions off of. You've got your descriptive analytics to understand, you know, trends, what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Predictive analytics, looking towards the future, what could happen. And then prescriptive analytics is really that next step of influencing the future. What's the action we want to take? So sure, you could, you know, really take that straight line approach, because technically they could build on each other, mm-hmm. but you don't have to feel like you can't necessarily do something around prescriptive for a quick win if you don't have everything else in place. Because a lot of times you're working through all four pillars at the same time, again, it not being a final destination. So we tend to, you know, get into the specifics with a credit union that works for them, what their goals are, and really share some recommended practices around, you know, how they can address these pillars to maximize insights and decision making. I would also say, going back to that part I'm passionate about on the culture, that a credit union can know that they're really being successful with the way that they're having conversations internally and how they're making decisions. So when a credit union is able to shift from making those gut or experience-based goals and decisions to using data, citing data to guide them, instead of, you know, let's just say, you know, a lot of members like X, A, Y, or B, you know, and cite the actual data that supports that, that's how they'll know that they're acting in a data-driven way. And it's really become part of the fabric of how they operate.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like you almost put on your white lab coat on, you become this scientist or even like this investigator. And that's what really fascinates me. And really, it seems almost fun, you know, and
exactly.
kind of, you know, digging into this, in this information and finding new ways and slick ways to better serve your members. So yeah, really cool stuff here. And having said that, so what's the significance of this for today's, I think we both know the answer here, mm-hmm. but I want to get your expert take on it. So what's the significance of all of this for today's credit unions?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, conversations across many industries, especially the financial industry, they've shifted from whether or not to become data-driven more to when and how. We know we have to do it. And the data supports the data, I guess you could say. So, you know, McKinsey, we've all heard of that consulting firm.
Yeah.
They found that data-driven organizations are 23 times more likely to acquire customers, 6 times more likely to retain them, and 19 times as likely to be profitable. So it's very clear that becoming data-driven is imperative mm-hmm. today. And for credit unions, it's imperative to serve members the way they expect, while taking informed action to remain relevant and competitive in today's market.
Yep. There's your proof right there.
Yeah.
So in the numbers right there. So good stuff, Steph. Anything else here to add to wrap up? I know we could probably talk another 3.5 hours on this type of stuff, but I know you have a job to do and I don't want to keep you too long, but anything else to add to wrap up here?
Sure. You know, one thing, going back to the comment you made about the fun of putting on your lab coat, it it definitely feels that way. And you know, any other kind of advice I'd throw out there when you're looking at your data is, instead of going in with looking to prove something with the data, being open and really asking yourself, what story is the data telling me? Because it does tell a story, and then use that to help guide you. So one last plug there, and then I will mention, please take a look for our white paper. We'll be publishing that in October. It's called How to Build Your Data Maturity Action Plan. So that'll dive in more detail. And of course, if anyone listening would like to talk more about what a data-driven journey could look like for their organization, you know, reach out to myself or any Trellence team member you might find on LinkedIn or out at a conference, and we'd be more than happy to help.
Right on. Good stuff. Good stuff, Steph. Thank you so much for this expert information, and very practical too as well. So yeah, I love how we kind of spelled it out in the steps and stuff. So yeah, great stuff. And look forward to getting this out there for you. But again, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work there, alrighty.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.